Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I have a little favor to ask of you. If you're a regular listener, if you find value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you hop on over to iTunes at iTunes.com and look for the Art Marketing Action Podcast on iTunes? I would love for you to give this podcast a review on iTunes, especially if you like it and you give it a good review. We need some more reviews up there. I know people are listening and I would really appreciate that help. This week's podcast is about older artwork. And I'm going to try to explain this as best I can. It gets a little convoluted, so bear with me. But older artwork presents a dilemma when designing an artist's website. On one hand, it's really nice for visitors to be able to see your progression as an artist. You're still proud of the work, and the art is still for sale. On the other hand, you want your current work to be most prominent, and you want visitors to know what you're working on now. If someone were opening your website as they would open a portfolio, you could guide them through a tour of your career, showing them the works in the order that you prefer. In a portfolio, it's usually front to back, but the internet doesn't really work that way. Thanks to search engines, visitors might land on any number of pages on your site before they actually see your homepage. You have to be ready. Every page has to be a landing page. So how do you show older art? Let me see if I can describe this one way for you to do it. Let's say your main menu has a link titled Art or Portfolio, whatever you want to call it. Art, portfolio, painting, sculpture, whatever it is, the main art link. Clicking on that link would take site visitors to a page with your most recent work or with categories of that work. That's your main primary art page, meaning that it's a page that displays the art you want and you hope people see first. It's also the fewest clicks away from the home page. For example, if I clicked on portfolio and I'm taken to a primary art page that is your bronze sculpture. Let's just use bronze sculpture as an example. And you featured 10 recent works on that bronze sculpture landing page. Those are your 10 recent works. It might be even called recent bronze sculpture. You could then have secondary pages to show your older work, linking from that bronze sculpture primary page. They're not links in your main menu, but are only found from your primary art pages. What that might look like is the page of 10 sculptures, which people could click on any one of the 10 and find out more information. But at the bottom of that page, or even on the sidebar of that page, you might have older work, but you don't want to call it older work. Let's say you called it Wildlife Sculpture 1995 to 2005, or Portraits and Figures Before 2001. These examples for secondary pages, the wildlife or portraits and figures in this example, they're better choices than saying older work or archived work. Site visitors are going to appreciate the descriptive language, and these categories highlight your subject matter or your medium or style, whatever you choose to use as categories, rather than when the work was created. And I think that's what all artists want to overcome, the sense that some of the work is older and out of date and not as useful or valuable anymore. Another reason to use descriptive categories for your web pages is that, as I said, you can't control where visitors land on your site. Every page has to be welcoming. Every page has to have your name on it and show visitors exactly where they are, what's on those pages. Every page has to provide context. Final word, older art has a place on your website, but not necessarily front and center. Descriptive language and clear navigation on your pages will allow site visitors to easily locate, appreciate, and purchase your current and past artwork. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. I'm the author of I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion, which you can find at idratherbeinthestudio.com.